See, they flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And here's the last part. Bold simply means this: to have trust in, to have confidence in, to be secure in. Now listen closely. Boldness is not based on my talent or ability or status or position. The boldness is based on unwavering conviction of who God is in the person and the work of His Son, Jesus. Again, so many Christians today, professing believers, are lacking boldness, not because God can't do it in them, it's that they simply don't realize what God did for them. When you understand what God did for you, how can you not be bold? It doesn't even make sense. It goes back to my premise. Our people are being fed a bunch of nonsense and they have no clue how great God really is.
Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, we're living in very difficult times here in the United States of America as our country is deeply divided. And for those of us that are willing to stand for the truth of God's word, this will come at a very high price. But yet it's a cross, it's a cup that we're willing to bear because we know that it's the gospel of Jesus Christ and the light of His gospel that ultimately will prevail and will ultimately save the sinner from condemnation. You know, one of the scriptures that comes to my mind during these difficult times is Proverbs 28:1. It says this: the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. See, those that are not living for the Lord are very paranoid because they realize that they are at great risk of being exposed for who they truly are. And yet for those of us who rest in the sovereignty of God and His glory and His grace, knowing that all things work together for good for those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose, we have just that. We have rest and peace. But we also have something else. We have boldness. We have an unwavering trust in God through His Son, Jesus Christ, to know that He will ultimately prevail in all that He plans to do. And so I pray today that you will be greatly encouraged. Do not be discouraged by what you see going on in our culture today. No, press into Jesus even more. Cling to Him. Stay in the trench and do not flinch. And I pray most of all that you will have God's strength for this day.